Session number 21631, Rule 3.
Brian Coleman, Reel 3. You were just explaining to me why none of you were injured, even though the Sherman went up in flames.
The German gunners had their digging, a muzzle was this high, 18 inches high, off the floor. So the shot, when it left the gun, was rising. A rising shot. And that went straight through the side of the tank. No British tank was well armed as the German tank. A Tiger or Panther would possibly blow up, but it never, I told you about swan vessels. That was a nickname for Germans. A light at the first strike, that's it. If we were lucky, we were penetrated about that is high.
18 inches.
Yes, and missed our feet. It went in the side of the tank, and the flooring is higher than the, because the turret, this turret platform is this high off the ground. And
that's about a yard.
Yes, yard, 4 foot. I've got some books. I
don't worry about pictures and books.
And four of us, five of us walked back, and you know where your mates are. They're in the wagons in the back, feed wagons. In the order of march, the tanks take precedence. Next, ammo tanks. Tanks carrying ammo. Fluid tanks. Petrol tanks. Fitter's tanks. And the cook's wagon. Minor. That length can be 5 or 6 miles. A regiment of tanks. The cook's wagon always came.
Don't worry about illustrations.
I'm gonna. We were the reserve division that landed on 4 or 5, D4 or 5, and we did not fire a shot for a month. There were massive reinforcements. Monty, given you, he always, on the attack, he had multiple reserves. As I say, for 30 days or just under, we sat in a field about a mile from the beach, ready. And the worst of that, we were sent into Caen. We were sent into Caen, and the bazooka men hide in shop doorways and run away.
This is the Germans armed with bazookas.
Mm-hmm.
But you weren't hit in Normandy.
We were hit by an anti-tank gun.
In Normandy? Was the tank knocked out?
Yes. Massive fluid, 160 gallons. The story was that we'd have all Sherman tanks diesel engine, but the Yanks couldn't ship them over quick enough. So my regiment is a 100 octane regiment. A diesel tank will burn, but slowly. You've got 10 seconds in a tank, a petrol tank. In a diesel tank, you've got 30 seconds.
Can you describe the incident in which you got knocked out in Normandy?
We had to have a gun replaced. I forget which one it was. My commander, Sergeant Smith, he commanded me from Normandy in the Ardennes, back in Holland. And I ripped my neck. Well, when you go back to the echelon, the slightly wounded, they'll get better, and no hospital. But one bloke, he had to go behind the lines, and I was put in a gunner's seat on a 75. That was a short gun. The 17-pounder was three times longer. Travelling, you had to sling it round the back of the turret. I'll just show you books if you have time. Of Sherman's.
But what about this incident? Can you describe the incident in which you got knocked out?
A German faced his gun at ground level.
Was this the incident in Holland or the incident
Holland.
In Normandy?
No, Holland.
But you said you described that one, but did you say you also got knocked out in Normandy as well?
Yes, that was a symbol. This was a slightly different, but the gun was about, you can tell how high you bet straight. A rising shot goes on and on and on. And the petrol tanks are sighted along the sides of the track. Inside the track, the engine, I could just about crawl under Sherman on my back. The engine. Well, have you witnessed a Wright Cyclone engine? It's
no.
6 foot high. An aircraft engine. Most American tanks were powered by Wright aircraft engines. That's the reason the Sherman is such a big, high standing vehicle. I had to lift myself up. It was the Buffalo was a Buffalo was a track driven amphibious vehicle. Make sense? It had tracks, but tracks with paddles on them.
No, don't worry about pictures.
Yeah. That was a Wright Cyclone, Wright Whirlwind engine. The 9-cylinder was a Cyclone. That's right. They started well. They went well. Reliable. But once a plug started, find which plug. Twin plugs, 18 sparking plugs. Which one's the failure? There's no. If your car starts, not starts, you lift them up over one at a time, don't you?
Yes.
You've got 18 that are lift off.
Is this in a Sherman or a Buffalo?
Sherman's had 8, Buffalo's had 7 engines. 9-cylinder Sherman, 7 Buffalo. It's a smaller engine for a smaller job.
Did you get injured at all in
never
in Northwest Europe?
No, never at all.